Once again, it's time for the good stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants you to come visit us right here in Cherry County and the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com for more information. The history of the Sand Hills Ranch, the Arthur Bowreen Ranch State Historical Park. Check out Centennial Hall Museum, the oldest school building in the state of Nebraska. Also, Cherry County Historical Society Museum, the Fort Niobrara National Wildlife Refuge and Museum. Lots of historic bridges as well. So check it out. Visitvalentine.org.
And pause for a moment and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's the Cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades. This is a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available every week online at TSLN, or you can get it in print and delivered to your house.
I have a story about a CEO.
A CEO?
A CEO, Chief Executive Officer.
Okay.
So this company, feeling it was time for a little bit of a shakeup, hired a new CEO. The new boss was determined to rid the company of all slackers. On a tour of the facilities, the CEO noticed a guy leaning against a wall and idly picking at his teeth. The room was full of workers, and he wanted to let them know that he meant business. So he asked the guy, "How much money do you make a week?" A little surprised, the young man looked at him and said, "I guess I make a little over $400 a week. Why?" The CEO said, "Wait right here." He walked back to his office, came back in 2 minutes, and handed the guy $1,600 in cash and said, "Here's 4 weeks' pay. Now get out and don't come back." Feeling pretty good about himself, the CEO looked around the room and asked, "Does anyone want to tell me what that goofball did here?" From across the room, the voice said, "Sure. He was the pizza delivery guy from Domino's and was just waiting to collect his money." Oops.
Oops. That's an oops.
What do you got going on for the good stuff today?
Mike, we're less than a week away from the 4th of July, Independence Day for the United States of America. And so I would like to share a poem that Yvonne Hollenbeck, our dearly beloved Yvonne Hollenbeck, wrote. It's called "The Flag Out on the Ranch." I think this will ring for a lot of people.
Okay.
"It was an old and faded flag, but it was always there for visitors to see it freely waving in the air. He'd say, 'I always fly it every time I get a chance, although I know it's odd to see it out here on the ranch.' And when you'd ask about it, his face would beam with joy. He'd tell how he went off to war when he was but a boy. He said it changed him to a man and changed him much too fast from scenes imprinted on his mind, but that is in the past. He lost a lot of comrades, but somehow his life was spared and pleased him so when folks would fly their flag to show they cared. Then said, 'I hope you'll fly one and never take it down, even though you're in the country and a long, long way from town. 'Cause there's still a lot of boys fighting hard to keep us free, although it may be for a cause in which you disagree.' Now, ever since that day, when he explained this all to me, I know just why he flies it when it's just for him to see. It's to show appreciation for those who gave their best, and that flag is always flying on his ranch there in the West." Again, Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Very good. I like that one as we get into the 4th of July period here. This is a serious condition. No, really. This is the name of this story. Oh. Serious condition.
Oh, okay. Very serious.
Yeah. "A well-respected surgeon was relaxing on his sofa one evening just after arriving home from work. He was tuning into the evening news and the phone rang. The doctor calmly answered and he heard a familiar voice of a colleague on the other end of the line. 'We need a fourth for poker,' said the friend. 'I'll be right over,' whispered the doctor. As he was putting on his coat, his wife asked, 'Is it serious?' 'Oh, yes, quite serious,' said the doctor gravely. 'In fact, there are already three doctors there.'"
Oh, my gosh. Shame on him. Very good, Mike. Okay, we're running out of time, but I got a couple of these I want to share with you. Put one of these in your hat and carry it around for the day. I think it'll be good for all of us. "Build on your strengths. The struggle you are in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow." For so long, we were taught to identify our weaknesses and build them, and now people have gotten smarter and say build on your strengths. "And never doubt your instincts. Trust your hunches. They are usually based on facts filed away in your unconscious mind." And that's all the good stuff we can hand to you, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in again to The Good Stuff.